You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. Welcome to day two of the Spring Fresh Start Weight Loss Surgery Master Challenge. But before we get into our focus for today, we've got to do that thing that every successful weight loss surgery plan needs: time to reflect and assess. It's usually the missing piece. So I'm going to ask you, how did hydration go yesterday? Did you reach your goal? If yes, how did you feel? If no, what didn't work so well with your action steps? And what can you change for today so you do reach your hydration goal today? And yes, we're carrying each goal over to the next day. You didn't think you could skip out on water today, did you? All right. How about play? How many minutes did you play? At least five, right? What did you do? How did that feel to do something without purpose, just to enjoy yourself? Do you have 5 minutes for play again today? If not, please make sure to schedule another play date with yourself for tomorrow or the next day. How about this time for 10 minutes? All right, on to day two. Our fundamental focus today is vitamins and supplements. So this from Dr. Jocelyn Jocks. If you don't take your vitamins, they won't work. I mean, that seems obvious, right? She didn't say this. I'm saying this. But a lot of people have them and they plan on taking them, right? It's a goal, but they don't have the action steps to support taking them. Okay, back to Dr. Jocks. Many people become overly concerned about what they should take, but don't necessarily do a great job at taking the nutrients they need on a daily basis. It's also not uncommon for people to do a great job taking their vitamins for a year or two after surgery, but they may stop taking them over time. Most nutritional deficiencies are easier to prevent than to treat. And once you've had surgery, your risk for developing a problem never goes away. And again, the most effective way to get clear on exactly which vitamins and supplements you need is to contact your bariatric surgeon team and ask. And I'm going to remind you about this. Please don't go in the Facebook group and say, what are you taking? What are you taking? Or don't go into any other Facebook group or bariatric surgery forum and ask them. Because what you are supposed to take because of your procedure and your specific, unique medical situation is not the same as everybody else. So this is not a situation where you can, you know, do sort of like a group poll or survey. You've got to call your doctor. Now, some comments that I hear about vitamins are, no, I'm not taking that bariatric brand anymore. I saw in a Facebook group that this woman's labs came out great when she was just using a chewable brand that she found at the local discount store. Or I hear, I'm only a few months late on my labs and I'm feeling fine. I'm sure what I'm taking is working. No. My specialist prescribed a new medication, but I'm only taking it for 30 days. She didn't say anything about it interfering with my vitamins or supplements. I'm pretty sure she knows I had bariatric surgery. No. You've got to make sure she knows you had bariatric surgery and which kind. And then you've got to call your bariatric doctor, your surgeon, your medical team, your bariatric medical team, and let them know, I was prescribed this new medication. Is it contraindicated with my vitamins? What's going on here? You've got to be your own best health advocate. You cannot count on all of these different doctors calling each other, or that your specialist, you know, your rheumatologist or your cardiologist looking in your chart to know that you had bariatric surgery 5 years ago, right? That's up to you. Because when you chose to have weight loss surgery, you made a commitment to no longer wing it with your health. Not being crystal clear on exactly what vitamins and supplements you need at this point in your weight loss surgery journey and not being crystal clear on the best times to take your vitamins and supplements, and if absorption could be inhibited by a new medication, that's winging it. So no more, my friend. All right, no more. So here's your vitamins and supplements challenge for today. There's space for this. Oh, actually, you're writing it down in your journal. Today, my goal is to take which multivitamins, you know, and how many of them, and at what time, and to take what milligram of calcium, how many of them, and at what time, and then also keep writing that down for any other vitamins and supplements you're supposed to be taking. Maybe it's iron or B12 or biotin or probiotics. You want to write that down. I'm going to take my B12 or my biotin or my iron at this time. So keep writing that out for however many vitamins and supplements your bariatric surgery team wants you to take. Be clear on exactly what those are and how you're going to take them. All right, then it's, I want to reach my goals because, and I will achieve my goals by, these are your action steps, which could be calling your doctor, ordering more vitamins, sorting your vitamins, scheduling reminders on your phone. All right, now on to our fresh start focus, gratitude and joy. Again, another quote from Dr. Brené Brown. Before I did this research, I thought joyful people were grateful people. But what I've learned unequivocally is that it's not having wonderful experiences that makes us grateful. It's practicing gratitude that leads to wonderful, joyful experiences. So let me ask you, sometimes are you so busy that you overlook the joy of ordinary moments? Brené Brown spoke with people who'd experienced extreme tragedy and learned that it wasn't the extraordinary moments they missed as much as the small, ordinary moments they had overlooked every day. I didn't realize the meaning they held until they were gone. There's a difference in feeling grateful and practicing gratitude. And it's during our darkest times when we don't feel grateful that practicing gratitude makes the difference. Joy, collected over time, fuels resilience. So when bad, crappy things happen, we've got a reserve to lean into to soften the fall. Dr. Brené Brown, remember, joy fuels resilience. So your fresh start challenge for today is, today my goal is to practice gratitude by noticing and being grateful for the ordinary moments. And what are those? That's what you're going to notice today, the ordinary moments in your day that you can be grateful for. And I want to reach my goal because, this is your insight, why do you want to practice gratitude? And your actions. I will achieve my goal by, maybe by pausing, maybe by not rushing through every moment of your day, noticing your breath. When you're driving your car, what do you notice around you? When you're at work, what do you notice around you? When you're in your kitchen, what do you notice? In your bathroom, in your bedroom, with your favorite people, what do you notice? What can you be grateful for? And there they are, your day two challenges, and I hope you choose to accept them. Stay tuned for more in the Fresh Approach Facebook group today, and I will see you again tomorrow. Love, light, and grace to you.